So we'll talk about the recipes that you chose to share and why. And then just a little bit of information about, you know, growing up, who was the person who cooked in your household? Did anybody teach you how to cook? Did you learn more so by watching or individual instruction, that kind of thing? So let's start with some of the recipes that you chose to share.
D-U-B-U-C-L-E-T. That's three vowels. That means it has three syllables. And it's French. So the L-E-T is like L-A-Y. Yeah,
L-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what is it you like to know first?
What recipes did you choose to include?
Okay, the recipes I chose, and the reason how I came up with them was thinking back on the scenario, any particular Christmas Eve or eve of a major holiday, and I chose the Christmas time because those were times when all five of the sisters got together. Because I had an aunt in Washington and I had an aunt in New York. So they would come down, of course, and I kind of chose the time around 11 years old or 12 years old. You know, you're kind of coming into your own around that junior high school year age. And my story would have been that as we walked into the house, my grandmother's, we call it by my moves, but of course I even wrote it in my account of it that it was really my grandfather's house, you know, my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. It was given to him. That's altogether another different only about that from his parents and so forth and so on. So that being said, you know, as we entered into a light blue living room area, fireplace of course, a mantle, as those types of homes in the southern wall were, we call them shotgun doubles. First room again was the living room. At that time, of course, we had black and white TV, but that was also a gathering point for the family, especially on Sundays, to come.